This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
An incredible article from RT, and I'm well aware of this. 238,000 U.S. veterans died waiting for health care. Leaked document. Document also shows poor record keeping at the agency. Now, their job is to not give them treatment. And the documents come from the VA itself. This is confirmed. They now have computers telling folks who to not give treatment to. I mean, this is sick, and it's going to get worse. This is, anyways, Robert Tosh Plumlee. His Facebook's Robert Tosh Plumlee. We've got to have him back again for a full hour soon to take your calls. A true hero, because in a world of cowards, men that just are men are become heroes. And you've got the last 5 minutes here. Get into the friends you had that have lost their lives, paid the ultimate price, tell the truth. And then I wanted to just mention that there comes a point in the graph where corruption gets so bad that it ends up falling in on itself because things just stop working and just start crumbling. And I think we're going to that point, so don't get too pessimistic. The arrogance of tyrants always begets their fall. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. The sleeping giant is waking up. I find that out in my travels. Now, you know, we're getting a little scattered out there. Well, you asked me about Carl. Okay. CIA had memos. Good CIA people had memos that this was predictable as much as, hell, even before you got arrested. This has been a planned program. Here's the main reason. There's two drug lords out there that they say we are requesting extradition on them. We have talked about it, but we have not filed formal papers to Mexico. The reason that we have not filed formal papers to Mexico for these two drug lords' extradition is because if they come back and talk to a federal judge, they would tell where campaign contributions went to this country and where and how they bought military weapons from the Direct Commercial Sales Program and how they had inside information even before our intelligence operatives got it. So what I'm basically saying here, and I'm going to try to sum it up fast because I know we're short on time.
By the way, Tosh, that was a year after we broke it, even in the Chicago Tribune and the El Paso Times, that the number two of the Sinaloa gang was extradited to Chicago. He went and told the judge, I'm national security agent, gave his code. He was actually an agent of the CIA, and they released him. I mean, that was in the news.
That, look, they covered that one up. That's a lower level than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, and I'll specifically look straight in the camera and say it. Whatever. Carl Quintero. Oh, I know the guy. Chapo. We cannot afford to make formal requests. All we can do is...
Sir, your Skype broke up when you started talking about El Chapo. Did you say you know El Chapo?
I know all those guys in one form or another. Put it that way. And they know me in one form or another. And we have a standoff since agreement. We don't get in each other's ballpark. And I'm not getting in their ballpark, and they're not getting in mine. We're playing a tit for tat out here. Now, what I was getting ready to say, maybe I'm out of school again. I stepped over the line again. But here's the point. Those men cannot be brought to this country, and I'll sum it up just as tight as I can, because if we put them in front of a federal judge, it will be put on the record that they have made campaign contributions into political parties in this country, and they have bought weapons through the open direct commercial sales and financed their cartel with U.S.-made weapons. That was almost broke in Fast and Furious, and Zimbada also in Chicago tried to talk to a federal judge, and they put a gag order on it, and mainstream media did not cover it. Now, that's how it's played. These guys, it was predictable. And I'm not trying to rant and get up on a soapbox here. I'm just trying to tell you a straight fact, eyeball to eyeball to you, Alex, on this program. This was predictable. It was known about. The CIA had information that this was an ongoing operation, and they have let those guys out because they cannot afford to file formal papers to Mexico. The mainstream media reports this. They say Mexico does not cooperate with us. We have not made a formal request for either one of those guys.
Incredible. It's the CIA drug running, gun running operation, Tosh Plumlee. Incredible info. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the special Overdrive Hour here. I'm Leanne McAdoo, helming the ship. Coming up later in the show, Jakari Jackson will be joining me to talk about a shock video. A top Planned Parenthood director admits on film to selling hearts, livers, and skulls of dead babies. It's absolutely repugnant. That's coming up later in the show. But first, we wanted to get to this interview that we did on the InfoWars Nightly News. We thought this was very important to show you because this affects every American that is out there. Basically, you have federal agencies that are circumventing the laws. They are illegally obtaining information, using it to frame people, prop up these fake cases. And there's also evidence that they are trained to lie under oath about where they're getting this information in order to protect their sources. And, of course, these are, you know, information that they're getting from fusion centers and things like that. And also really important to introduce a new term called parallel construction. And parallel construction is basically the term where federal law enforcement agencies are teaching their agents to fabricate evidence and commit perjury if that's necessary in order to protect and conceal the illegal sources of their investigations. So incredibly important information here. I was speaking with former IRS Special Agent Joe Bannister and attorney Robert Bernhoft, and attorney Bernhoft is the one that is spearheading this jaw-dropping case against the IRS and Department of Justice, a huge misconduct lawsuit. So here's that report. Now, we're all well aware of rampant misconduct within our federal agencies. Just off the top of my head, I can think of the IRS targeting conservative groups and then destroying any evidence of that, destroying the servers after they were subpoenaed. We've got the Department of Justice being complicit in shipping guns across the border, Operation Fast and Furious. Former Attorney General Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. And, you know, nothing ever happened to him. Now he's got a cushy job at a law firm. So these are just a few of the examples of how our federal agencies are really dealing with their own set of rules. Now, joining me in studio, former IRS Special Agent Joe Bannister and attorney Robert Bernhoft. Now, gentlemen, you really have kind of discovered evidence of kind of some secret police activities here. Legitimately, we are dealing with agencies operating under their own set of rules.
Yeah, that's right, Leanne. It is a sort of American secret police using illegally obtained secret evidence against American citizens and then lying and concealing the fact that they've done it. What's happening, and we have a case in Atlanta, Georgia, where we filed a federal civil rights complaint alleging that it's the first such case of its kind in the country in federal court. Joe's helping assist with his experience as a former special agent, decoding some of the reports and putting his fine eye on it. But here's what's happening. It's taken a turn for the worse, in addition to the things you've described. Federal law enforcement agents are now able to tap into a super double secret database of illegally obtained materials, foreign intel, illegally obtained wiretaps, unconstitutionally obtained statements from confidential informants, and this whole Pandora's box of illegal material. They're able to tap into it and then use it to start investigations against American citizens. It gets worse from there. They're then officially trained, and we've brought with us to the studio today an actual page from the Internal Revenue Manual where IRS special agents are actually trained on how to fabricate what they call parallelly construct an alternative origin of the investigation and source so that they can conceal the fact that they've tapped into the illegal Pandora's box. And then finally, they're authorized and trained to commit perjury, to file false affidavits, and even to lie to federal judges and juries if called upon to keep the whole program a secret.
Wow. So all things that if you or I were to conduct ourselves this way, we'd be serving years, lifetime in prison. And these are, they're basically being trained in how to operate under this different sort of jurisdiction here. So tell me a little bit, what is this parallel construction?
Yes, the parallel construction aspect, it's an actual official program, and it's present in all of the federal law enforcement agencies. Reuters was able to find a document from 2004, which demonstrates that IRS special agents particularly were trained in parallel construction. And what it means is, if I'm a special agent, like Joe used to be, rather than just do the hard investigative work to detect criminal activity, I can tap into what's called the OSIDEFT Fusion Center at an undisclosed location on the East Coast. And they will feed me data that they think is relevant, let's say, to my Atlanta area of jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
This is all illegally and unconstitutionally obtained information. I start an investigation. Now I'm trained that I can never reveal where I got that information from. So I have to fabricate an alternative scenario. For example, Reuters used an example. Let's say that there's a tip that there's a semi-truck driving through Texas and there's a foreign wiretap obtained illegally that suggests there's drugs on that semi-truck. Well, the state troopers will stop that truck, but afterwards they have to lie about the fact that they got that illegal tip. And so they'll create an alternative reality, such as, there was a broken taillight, or, oh, we saw the driver swerve across the white line or the median line. And so there, these special agents are being trained to lie and deceive and conceal.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for a long time. I've done a number of misconduct cases. I've never seen anything quite like this. It's shocking.
Right. And a lot of people might say, well, who cares? You know, they're catching terrorists. They're catching these criminals that are shipping drugs across the border, things like that. But we're actually hearing now they're using this in these civil asset forfeiture cases. So just your average American could be targeted with this. And they don't even know how or why they were tipped off or why they got pulled over. And we have cases where there was a young man on a train who had $12,000 taken from him on the spot because he had cash, and that was his money. But, you know, the cops decided that he obtained it illegally, so now he has to go through the process and, you know, show how he came across that cash and all of that. So this does affect an average American. So this is important. It's not just, oh, well, who cares? They're terrorists.
It always starts with the best stated intentions. The Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, which Joe used to be affiliated with as a special agent, it started off to get the really bad guys, syndicated narco-terrorists, violent international drug gangs. And so that's how the Special Operations Division Parallel Construction Program started. But immediately they expanded it to organized crime and money laundering. And now we know from our Atlanta federal civil rights suit that we investigated for 5 years before we brought the suit, that they're targeting ordinary Americans who are not even accused of being organized crime figures.
Mm-hmm.
They have no involvement with money laundering. Jerry Marshalletta Jr. ran a successful drywall company. It's just, they tell us one thing, they get everybody on board, okay, we're going to go after the really bad guys, dangerous individuals,
right.
And then they use that Pandora's box information, and they can go after any American with this material, mm-hmm. and they'll lie about it.
Right. Well, I know just for myself personally, you know, years ago when I heard of them going and scanning your emails and things, it was to find pedophiles. And you think, oh, well, that's great. I don't want anyone, you know, passing along child porn and stuff. But it's not. It goes so much deeper than that. And you're right. They're always kind of saying it's for, to catch the ultimate bad guy. But it's really for the average American. And so now this OSDEF Fusion Center, Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. So this is Fusion Centers. I mean, these are all across the United States now, set up after 9/11. Is this a specific one or?
Yes. This is a specific fusion center where Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, and their Special Operations Division, I know there's a lot of acronyms, mm-hmm. SOD, they have a special secret location where they have the DICE database and the Compass software computer system. And this is a special database that is used for parallel construction. It's the nexus of all of the materials that are then leaked out into all cities and districts throughout the country. And this is what IRS agents and FBI agents are tapping into. It's notable that, as Reuters reported last year, there was a case where a high-level policymaker at the Department of Justice actually made a secret visit to a federal district court judge's chambers 2 days before trial started, showed him some SOD parallel construction evidence from Pandora's box, and got the judge to sign a secret order barring the defense lawyers or the prosecutor from seeing the material. This came out on appeal where the Third Circuit Court of Appeals discovered this. They were shocked and horrified, and they issued a notice that this had to be briefed. But the idea that an executive branch official from Department of Justice would violate federal law and go into a judge's chambers ex parte, that's a federal crime, and get the judge to sign a secret order in an open domestic case. When the FISA courts were established, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act courts, secret courts, they said, don't worry about the secret court proceedings. These are terrorists. Well, that sounds like FISA to me. And even in FISA, the government puts a public notice out that they're going to use secret evidence. So terrorists in FISA courts can have more rights than American citizens right now as to how this is being operated on the ground.
Mm. Okay, now we're going to cut this right here. We'll have a little bit more after the news. But Joe, I wanted to ask you, why is this so important that we understand that there are IRS agents utilizing this? And this particular document, you said, is no longer in their manual.
Well, as most Americans probably know, the IRS is an information gathering agency, and they want to know everything about you so that they can, you know, tax you not only maybe what you pay it on your tax return, but much, much more. The problem is that this kind of a procedure it's actually geared towards taking down a great deal of people and using the fact that most cases plead out. They never get to trial where some of this stuff would be discovered. And most Americans are going to be in that boat.
Wow.
Right? Like, wow, I'm facing, you know, X number of decades in prison, X hundred thousands of fines. They're giving me a great deal. And so it enables them, because of the existing plea bargaining system, I'm not saying you don't plea bargain, but the fact that it's so prevalent, mm-hmm. to actually help them to cover this up.
Wow.
And so, you know, working at the IRS and now in the last century, back in 1999, I was floored back then in seeing what I was seeing. And now I hope that enough Americans are going to be like, okay, we all got to get going on this and put a stop to this. This is nasty stuff.
Right. Absolutely. And we've heard of stories where people will actually take the plea because they don't have the money to fight the case. And so maybe they're not even guilty, but they'll just accept the plea deal. You're telling me that they are committing perjury under oath.
Yes, but originally, of course, they said they wouldn't do that. When Reuters reporters contacted Department of Justice and DAA people, they said, oh, wait a minute now. If it doesn't plead out, we'll dismiss before trial. We would never have our special agents take the stand, swear to tell the truth, and then commit perjury before a jury. We would just dismiss it. That turns out to be a lie.
Mm.
And we know that because of our investigation into the Marshalletta case in Northern District of Georgia, and we filed a complaint there in early May. We'll get to discovery in a couple months. We'll be able to depose all these people. But during this trial, an ICE and Customs special agent and an IRS special agent committed straining perjury regarding the source and the origin of the investigation. And we can prove that through about 100,000 pages of documents that we've diced together. So this isn't speculation. These aren't allegations. We can prove exactly where they got the information from and how they committed perjury to conceal it. So, again, the government says, well, maybe you have questions about what we're doing here, but be sure we would never go into a trial setting before an Article III federal district court judge, before a jury, with a man or woman's liberty on the line. We would never commit perjury to protect OSADEF SOD parallel construction information. And they're lying about that as well, because they do it. They do it every day of the week, and they did it in the Marshalletta case.
And then so in that case, let's see, who are we? There are many agencies, ICE, IRS, FBI agents, prosecutors, and a sitting federal judge.
Yes, one of the former prosecutors, Justin Anand, was then made a United States magistrate judge.
Mm.
It turns out that all the people that conspired to try and destroy Jerry Marshalletta, his father, his family, and the company he built over 20, 30 years, they were all promoted. It's just perverse.
Wow.
ICE Special Agent Sellers got a cherry job in D.C. in international operations. IRS Special Agent in Charge, Andre Martin, he was promoted. He is in District of Columbia with a nice, excellent job up there. Former Prosecutor Anand was made a U.S. Magistrate Judge. Everybody did well by conspiring to violate the Marshalletta's rights. And they all did well for keeping the secret. And that's what it was about. They lied. They fabricated evidence. They committed perjury to keep secret the origin of the false information against Jerry.
And can you explain to me a little bit about the Marshalletta case, just so we can see how anyone could see themselves in this situation?
Yes. Jerry owns a drywall company, and he was secretly investigated for about 5 years. In 7 years after the investigation started, he was indicted on tax charges. They were trumped up. There were no tax violations. I'm a criminal tax lawyer. I know a criminal tax case. And so it started in 1999. It didn't end until 2012. We came in after the trial, got all the convictions reversed on appeal, and then the government decided to retry the whole case. So we filed another motion alleging outrageous government misconduct. The judge finally dismissed the case in September 12th of 2012, just about a couple of years ago. And I've talked to Jerry over the years, and he's a rational, reasonable person, but he told me, people need to know what they did to me and my family so it doesn't happen to other people. File the suit. And so that's what brings us here today.
Wow. And Joe, is this something that you've come across before, people being kind of taken to the cleaners in this and just getting it drawn out year after year so that finally they'll just, you know, they won't have the money or the wherewithal to be able to continue on?
Unfortunately, they were called stats, you know, short for statistics in the government. And the better your stats, the better budget you would get, you know, the next year, the more promotions. It's really all based on stats. And so if you have tools like this, as illegal as they might be, and they raise your stats, you're looking pretty, and you're getting more promotions and transfers, and you're just looking really good to the government bureaucracy. So I did see that, and it's continuing. It's just that now they're getting even more brazen. Before it might, well, we'll do some mostly legal stuff, or, you know, we'll do things according to Hoyle. But now they're taking bedrock principles like telling the truth on the witness stand. And you know what? It used to be bedrock, but we don't really need that anymore, because look at the stats we can get, and look at how many people we get to plead out, and no one will ever know. It's a great system, and that's what I believe the thought process is there. And they lose touch with the real world, mm-hmm. where those of us who get under investigation, as I've been, and Bob helped me, you know, actually had the resources to be acquitted as I deserved, but most Americans don't have those resources, mm-hmm. and it is just unconscionable. But all those Americans, before they get fingered with this stuff, we need to all join together and clean house.
Right. And most people might not even be aware that these type of programs exist to be able to have their attorney say, how did you come across this, you know, evidence? Where did you, how did you build your case and all of that? So kind of like that don't ask, don't tell. If they don't ask, well, then they're not technically lying about mm-hmm. it or withholding any information. Well, so what specifically can people do right now? I mean, this is huge. And so you're saying this is probably the first case of its kind that's going to really expose this activity. Where do we go from here?
This case, to our knowledge, is the first case in the country that alleges this type of perjury, fabrication of evidence, all pursuant to the parallel construction issue. We suspect there are hundreds, if not thousands, of others. But as you say, Leanne, if the defendants and the defense lawyers don't even know that this exists or could exist, they don't even know what questions to ask. And defense lawyers are telling me, well, now that we know about parallel construction, we kind of know what questions to ask, but we have no idea in our case if it was used. So we sent a letter to the prosecution saying, gosh, guys, did you violate the Constitution and laws of the United States and use the Pandora's Box, OSADEF, Fusion Center materials against my client? And you could imagine the prosecutor sends a letter back and says, gosh, no.
Yeah.
Well, where do you go from there? What process do they have to compel on oath representations and statements about that? And even if you compel it on oath, as evidenced by the Marshalletta trial in 2007, if you could call it a trial, they lie on oath.
Right.
So this is deeply troubling. What I would ask people to do is just to stay abreast of the developments in this area. Go back and read the Reuters articles from 2014 in August, from August 5 to about August 29th. They're relatively short. They're concise. They also have published the Internal Revenue Manual section that trains the IRS agents to do it. And keep track of the Marshalletta case. The Marshallettas could use some support in this. They've been fighting this fight for 15 years. And just people dropping them a line and saying we support your efforts would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You agree with that? Any closing words for the average American out there?
Well, you know, the info warriors know what they're doing when it comes to spreading the word about things. And so you can, you know, we've used a lot of acronyms, and this is all new. I've heard Alex talk about this a number of times, David mm-hmm. Knight, many of the people here. So the concept is not new. Maybe some of the details are. Mm-hmm. But these people were wronged, the Marshallettas, and they are, there's a lot more that have been wronged that don't have the resources. So if you have a friend or a relative who's an attorney, mention the word parallel construction and have them watch this this news show and, you know, start to spread the word. And I think the word will spread fast, especially in D.C.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people didn't even know civil asset forfeiture existed in that program, or even Edward Snowden and everything that he revealed. So that was just a couple of years ago. We had no access to that information, and we have been conspiracy theorists for years. And now it's, you know, here we have proof, we have evidence. And so hopefully this can be the beginning of dismantling all of that misconduct that's rampant right now in our federal government.
We're hopeful. And yeah. Grateful for the opportunity to talk about it tonight.
Yeah, thank
Bob's,
you.
We remarked about how you get more pieces to the puzzle. Like, oh,
yeah.
Now I see how this fits here. And so we just, you know, Bob's doing an amazing job in putting a lot more puzzle pieces into the puzzle.
Right. And that's really what it's all about, is just shining the light. And even if it's just little pieces, now we have a new piece of the puzzle. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And there you go, folks. Our federal agencies are dealing with an entirely different set of rules than the rest of us. That's the real us versus them. But they want us fighting amongst ourselves about
flags.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down.
And welcome back to the second half of the Overdrive Hour. You're watching the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Leanne McAdoo hosting. Joining me now is Jakari Jackson. Jakari, you know, I wanted to get you in here because we have some breaking news. A really disgusting video is making the rounds now on the Internet. If you want to check out the article, it's up on Infowars.com. Adon Salazar has wrote it. It's called Caught on Tape. Planned Parenthood doctor admits to selling aborted baby body parts.
That's it's quite the headline, but it's also quite true. Don told me about this article a little bit earlier in the day when he was, you know, compiling all of his statements here. And when he first told me about it, this even before I saw the video, I just couldn't believe that this was actually happening and true. Because, you know, of course, we know was the abortionist Kermit, you know, he is caught doing all kinds of things. His aides came out and spoke out against those type of incidents. And you'd like to think that this is just a one-off type of deal. But as we see with this article and some of the things we've seen before, it's not the case. These things continue to happen, and as horrific as they are, it sounds like something out of a horror movie, but these are things that are happening right here in the United States of America.
Right, and that's exactly how I felt when I saw this video. It was unbelievable to me, and it did make me tear up. I got a big lump in my stomach. But let me just kind of tell you a little bit about it. It's a hidden camera video. It's coming out of Los Angeles, and it features the senior director of medical services there at Planned Parenthood. So this is not just some rogue Planned Parenthood worker. This is like a top-down directive here. It's Dr. Deborah Nucatola. Might not be saying that right. But anyway, so she is caught on camera discussing the practice of selling these body parts of aborted babies. This is in blatant violation of federal law. And this is part one of a three-part documentary series that's coming from the Center for Medical Progress. So they've got this undercover footage. And here you'll be able to view that video if you go to Infowars.com. Adon has the video embedded in his article, so you can watch that in full there. It's got subtitles as well. But the senior director is explaining to a male and female couple over lunch how the procedure goes down and which human organs are most popular.
And when you watch this video, they explain it so calmly, mm-hmm. the senior director does, and it's almost like they're talking about harvesting chickens or cows or something to that regard, talking about the organs of the liver and the heart and all these other things. It's just so calm and like she's, you know, done it before. And it's a very disturbing, disgusting video.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and play some of that now.
Now a story we guarantee most of you have never heard before. Big money is being made from the sale of fetal body parts.
Even the most ardent pro-choice advocates, like Planned Parenthood
video
President
from 2000,
Gloria
actually, they started the
are
film
disturbed
with it,
by
where
what
they're...
we found.
It seems inappropriate, totally inappropriate. Where there is wrongdoing, it should be prosecuted and should be brought to justice.
So those are clips from 2000 on the news. And here, this is actually now undercover Planned Parenthood admitting it. So obviously you might find
a lot of people want to see exact parts of the data. They're looking for specific notes. Maybe that thing, I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for them. Yes, it was the first time she said people wanted longer. I didn't. And then, but like I've always with many intact livers.
Yeah, livers.
People want lower extremities too.
Okay, let's pause that video right there and just... So that's what you were describing, Jakari. So here she's talking about people, they want livers and they want fully intact hearts because they need all the nodes for the hearts. And she's like shoving salad in her mouth and drinking her wine. And it totally reminds me of that scene out of Silence of the Lambs when Dr. Lecter is talking about eating the guy with, like, fava beans and a Chianti. I mean, that's what that lady reminds me of, just discussing this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite, you know, like I said, disturbing to see such a thing. But that's the temperament of how calmly these people can describe some of these things. And to all these people who say that an aborted or a child in the womb isn't a person, well, you can hear in this clip this woman talking about how you can clearly identify the heart, the liver, the lungs, all these vital body parts, but, you know, you can identify that as human body parts, but they want to say that the child is not a human being.
Right, exactly. And this is the big deal with these late-term abortions. I mean, there's, like, big money for them in this. I mean, here she doesn't really talk about some of those prices. You know, they might not get that much for it, but the hospitals themselves that are dealing in these transplants and things, they are making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of this. So the video goes on. You hear them talking. We'll go ahead and play it, but they're describing how this is in total violation of federal law. It's against the law here in America to sell human body parts. But then they're kind of discussing how they're getting around that. So go ahead and play that. The commercial trafficking body parts from an aborted baby, punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a fine of up to $500,000. Now, this is an actual order form where you can order. They're showing an order form. You can say, what type of tissue would you like to order? What's the, you know, what age? And now they're sort of talking about how they go undercover. They're posing as a fetal tissue procurement company.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm the medical director for the national office for all of
right.
So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today?
So in the fact that they're so nonchalant, you can you basically know that this isn't the first time she's had this conversation with people.
Provider has had one of their and they absolutely want to come. They just want to do it in a way that it's not perceived as the clinic is selling, clinic is making money off of it.
Okay.
So when you are or the employer is determining what that monetary. Yeah, so then it doesn't raise any question of this is what it's about, this is the thing. What price range would you...
So right now,
I'm going to throw a number out. I would say it's probably anywhere from $30 to $100, depending on the facility and what you're going
to do. $30 to $100 price, that's per specimen that we're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The $30 to $100 price, that's per specimen that we're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of a difference can that actually make if you know what kind of what's expected or what we need versus...
It makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason,
maybe we can pause it right there and talk about how she has a hot list. You know, a lot of people want the liver, they want the heart, you know, and what exactly they're going to do with these things, we don't know. But it's, you know, quite disgusting to see them so nonchalantly talk about these things as if, you know, it's just like a part of a chicken or a harvested cow.
Right. And she talks, now she's going to go on to say, you know, how they go about procuring these organs, because here we're talking about a tiny little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's talking about the procedure and how they have to use a certain type of forcep method so they can get the heart, the lung, the liver without crushing that part. So they want to be sure they can, you know, get it all out without damaging these
They don't want to damage the tissue of the baby. You know, they're quite adamant about that. They want it in the most pristine condition so that anybody who would view this and see how they try to profit off of your child, your aborted child. So it's not just, you know, they take it and whatever people think the disposal method for it is. No, they are repurposing your child to sell it to very strange people.
Right. And she's also now talking about how they circumvent that little gray area where they're like, well, you know, it's against the law to sell mutilated dead baby parts, essentially. And so now she's going to kind of get into say how they get around that. And you know, as long as they didn't intentionally, in quotes, so go ahead and roll.
$100 price. That's per specimen that we're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of a difference can that actually make if you know what kind of what's expected or what we need versus...
It makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, most providers with this treatment are older than that, so they'll know what they're putting there for them. Kind of revisiting step into your salvarium, the head is basically the biggest part. Most of the other stuff can come out of that.
Right.
Very rare to take the habit of that.
Getting the head is difficult.
To bring the body cavity out, contact and all that.
So then you're just kind of cognizant of where you put your breath. Try to be intentional, go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting hard, long, lower.
So this is, you know.
So I'm not...
Yeah, she's basically giving the play-by-play of how they go about procuring,
harvesting. She's not her first rodeo here with this. I mean, this is just disgusting, and the thing that's really shocking is that, you know, most of the time they will save the best for last, and this is the first little clip we're getting out of this upcoming documentary. This is so there's other clips that we don't even know what is about to be hitting.
Yeah, and we've seen things going on in other parts of the world. Like, we have this article right here from the Business Insider. A British man was caught trying to smuggle a roasted baby fetus into Thailand. And, you know, that defies words in and of itself. But I think here in the States, we always like to pride ourselves. Well, maybe that's happening in the rest of the world, but that can never happen here. It's happening here.
Right.
And it has been happening here because, as you can see, it's, you know, it's like a farmer talking to somebody at the bait shop. You know, they know exactly what they're doing, how they're going about it. And it's very sad to see that this goes on. And kudos to the people that filmed the thing, because I really don't understand how you can sit there with a straight face. But, you know, they did what they had to do to get the video out.
Right. Absolutely. And there's another story out of the Daily Mail. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. So, I mean, this is prized. These organs are like prized.
Mm-hmm.
I think people maybe think that these are like the youth elixir or something, that it's going to give them stamina and vigor. Who knows?
There's always those urban legend kind of deals, you know, eat the flesh of the babies and you'll live forever and all types of bizarre things. So I think it was David who did a report. I'm just going off the top of my head, talking about them using fetuses to, was it heat hospitals?
Yes, that came out last year, that they were using their aborted fetuses to heat hospitals in the UK and Canada, I believe. So, yeah, I mean, this is going on. It's disgusting. And here, this lady is so nonchalant describing exactly how this happens. And like we said, you know, this is a senior director of medical services, so she's not just some rogue agent there who's making a little money on the side. Mm-hmm. This is going on across the country. So no wonder they don't want to take out the partial birth abortions.
Well, the thing that you'll often run into when you talk to somebody about Planned Parenthood and you talk about the abortions, and they say, well, abortions is only a small part of what we do. Well, I'm like, well, when people go out there and rally against you, they're not protesting the fact that you give out free pins and lollipops at the front desk. They're protesting the fact that you have abortions. And now we see what these abortions are turning into.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning into a meat market where they are literally selling body parts of dead children.
Right. And then it's like you see stuff like this and you wonder how that the one girl that was saying, you know, she was so proud of herself, oh, I kill my kids, that we had at that abortion protest. And these are people that are self-proclaimed communists because they want to save the underdog and the underclass. And here it's like, who's the most that needs saving?
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point, because they always, oftentimes these abortion clinics, they'll be located in low-income neighborhoods. They have many minorities who go there and use their facilities, you know, other races as well. But, you know, it's always, you know, we're here to help you. We're here to help you do whatever you have to do. So they'll bring these people in, charge them what's like $300 or something around that price tag to have the baby aborted, but then they'll turn around and sell the aborted fetus for as much as they can get.
Let's go ahead and play some more of this repugnant clip.
And with the calvarium, in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation. That's not vertex. Vertex presentation. You never have enough dilation unless you have real huge amount of dilation to deliver an intact calvarium. So if you do it starting from the brief presentation, there's dilation that happens as the case goes on, and often the last kind of vacuum is not. I mean, there are certainly steps that can be taken.
So they can convert to breech, for example, at the start of the...
Yeah, totally dangerous for the mom to have a breech birth. Women can die during childbirth. But here they're talking about how they flip it around so they can pull it out to get that fully intact head, because the calvarium is just so important.
And I definitely encourage everybody who's listening to this to go to Infowars.com and watch these videos for yourself, because you can hear it. You know, it's a little distorted, but if you watch the video, you can see it along with the subtitles and see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So definitely go to that. It says, caught on tape, Planned Parenthood doctor admits to selling aborted baby body parts, and that's on Infowars.com, the article by Adan Salazar.
Yes, be sure to tweet that out, share it on Facebook, because people don't believe this kind of thing is happening. And this is just more fuel when you try to have a conversation with people about this. This is why this is so shocking, so repulsive.
Yeah, because, I mean, people see the stuff that we've put out, you know, like when we had the abortion rally or that lady who was running around the Texas Capitol talking about hell, Satan, and they think it's, you know, we cherry pick that stuff. This stuff happens a lot. And I'm not saying everybody who's pro-abortion is, you know, into selling babies, but it's not a once in a blue moon kind of deal.
Yeah.
You have some very odd characters. The freaks come out at night when you start to talk about abortion, whether it's people who want to sell babies, people who enjoy the act of killing their babies, you know, these people who, you know, love worshiping Satan and they kill babies. It's all type of weird degenerates come out to support abortion.
Right. And even if you're not, you know, you're not for it and you think, oh, well, I'm just going to go have an abortion and this isn't going to happen to me. You don't know what's happening to that fetus that comes out. I mean, you don't know what they're doing. And it's so even if you're not for it, it's happening anyway. And you really have no say in what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nor would they even admit it if it's not caught on tape here.
Right. Yeah, exactly what you said. If we did not have this clip, you know, it never happened. Like, what's your proof of it? So that's the way they keep going about these things. And, you know, like I said, kudos to the people who shot this video to help explain to people exactly what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we said, be sure to share this at Infowars.com. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. We absolutely appreciate all of your support. Thank you for tuning in to the show today for the special hour of Overdrive. I think Alex is going to start having us come on the show regularly in the Overdrive Hour to get you all acquainted with us. If you are not a subscriber to Prison Planet, please do. You'll catch our nightly news every night at 7 p.m. Central, live. Thank you all.
Thank you, Leanne. Night, 7 p.m. Central.
I'll be hosting.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers and sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil. Man.
love Elvis.
Oh, yes, you are.
Devil in disguise.
One of his best songs.
You fool me with your kisses.
One of his other good songs is Little Less Talk, Little More Action. The name of the song?
You lied to me. You're not the way.
Some of the articles on InfoWars.com. Flag purge continues. NAACP wants stars and bars removed from Alabama troopers' vehicles. John McCain responds to stage ISIS beheading video. Obama readies a transgender military. HAARP to be transferred to civilian control. It's all coming up. Paul, I want to shift gears out of political correctness in the time we have. But briefly, why do you think it's getting so over the top now? I mean, clearly it's not a mental illness by the social engineers. If they can ban symbols and ban speech, they have control and they've ended the most key component of freedom.
That's exactly it. They've become emboldened since this Charleston shooting. And now they're just going hell for leather with this hysteria. I mean, we had an article yesterday about the no-flagging challenge. This is literally people violating private property rights, going in onto people's homes, tearing down Confederate flags and putting it up on Vine and YouTube. Now we're getting reports of people being threatened at gunpoint for having Confederate flags flying from their house. So if you think about it, is it really a great idea for people to go and violate private property, attack private property in southern states where these people are going to be armed? They're going to have guns. They're going to end up getting shot. Is that really a great idea? But now actually people threatening people at gunpoint for having Confederate flags on their own property, not even trying to confront people, just having them attached to their house. We're now getting reports of that. So, again, if they want to gin up this racial confrontation, that's exactly what they're going to get. It's just going to end in more bloodshed.
Well, we know that whether this shooting in Charleston was completely staged or completely real, this whole race war atmosphere contributed to this mentally ill person who got his gun illegally. He got it through the instant check, but for some reason that didn't stop him. But regardless, it sets a precedent where anybody can commit a crime cloaked in its image and then you ban it. I mean, this is just mindless, but they're certainly turning the heat up right now, Paul.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is it's the Streisand effect, isn't it? The past 3 weeks, I've never seen more Confederate flags than in my entire life. So in the name of banning it, it's just become more apparent. Again, emboldening white supremacists who might be inspired to go out and violently attack people, emboldening extreme leftists on the other side, you know, the Black Lives Matter people who were now getting reports of threatening people at gunpoint for having the Confederate flag. So this is not having the effect of harmony and positive race relations. It's having the exact opposite.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It almost makes me want to stick one on my car. Just because they're trying to ban it. I mean, I've never been into the rebel flag, never had it, never had it. But at the same time, they're trying to ban it, and it was an honorable flag when it was made. And just the idea of banning history because people get freaked out about it, it's just crazy. I almost want to just have therapy with them and walk around with a big, we should send our reporters downtown with battle flags and ask folks their opinion of it and just get the ignorance because it's crazy, Paul.
Yeah, and sales are exploding just like gun sales explode when they try to ban them. It has the same effect every time. It's backfiring.
Now, we're going to come back and just have 5 minutes with you before Larry Elder. I want to get into the Russia situation and this new video that purports to show them staging one of the ISIS beheadings. The videos are clearly staged, but is this video of the staging real?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com develop a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.